Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I am Rachel, and I'm so excited to have my friend Mark Hackle with us next. He needs no introduction, but for those who are living in a ditch, apparently, the Macomb County Executive. Mark, welcome to the show.
Rachel Stewart, all things Gardner White. How are you doing?
That is my plan. I'm great.
You're a marketing genius. I'm just going to say it. Let's get this out of the way. All right.
Well, we spend a lot of time and money trying. How's that?
You do it well. Okay. Very, very well.
Well, speaking of marketing genius, let's talk about Macomb County. You know, we've had a lot of guests talking about economic growth and population growth. You lead a county where both of those things are happening. Tell us why.
You know, it's exciting. If you stop and think about it, the past 15 years, you know, the new charter gave us an opportunity to kind of head in a new direction. And I took over about 15 years ago. And that was the emphasis. We realized, you know, we have so much going for us here in Macomb County. Manufacturing was kind of the lead. Automotive was certainly something that we all share in common, you know, throughout the entire region. But one of the areas that we really realized and we struggled to get the word out was about our defense industry and the opportunities there. And so with that, you know, we put a lot of effort into trying to work with the state and working alongside of our regional partners and even internally with our chambers to say, okay, how do we lift up what's going on here in Macomb County? And, you know, you look forward 15 years, you know, and, you know, when we first started, it was a $33 billion annual economy here in Macomb County. Now we have a $57 billion annual economy just coming out of Macomb County alone. So quite a transformation, and we're excited about that.
Wow. Well, and you mentioned defense. I think that's a place, as a state, we really punch above our weight class. I don't know that everyone knows that. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, we've always been this arsenal of democracy, but the reality is, you know, we get more defense contracts here in Southeast Michigan, in particular in Macomb County, than anywhere else in the Midwest. And so with that, we are the defense capital of the Midwest. And, you know, I talked about it back when Snyder was the governor, and even the Governor Whitmer, we realized, you know, we can become the defense capital of America if we keep pushing in that direction and we do it together. And I'm telling you, I think at some point in time, someday, that is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just look at the attention that Salford has gotten, you know, along with the entire region and the state of Michigan, people realizing the importance that one installation has not only for our state but for our country. And so now, you know, hearing that President Trump, along with the governor, have announced, you know, $2.1 billion investment with the fighters coming to Selfridge to replace, you know, the A-10s. It's amazing if you stop and think how far we've come. And again, I credit that to everybody working together. And, you know, we seem to come to this understanding that politics divides us. If we start focusing on things that unite us and that we have common ground with, and let's, you know, focus more of our attention towards solving those issues, it benefits everyone. And I think we're starting to see that, you know, throughout the region and the state as a result of that.
Well, and I was hoping you'd talk about this. This was really a rare moment of true collaboration. Can you talk to us about all the different players that had to come together at the table to make this happen?
Oh, there's no question. If you stop and think about it, the manufacturers, getting them on board, our educational partners, you know, working with our regional partners, Macomb County, with our 27 unique, distinct municipalities, bringing them together with our kind of our mantra, you know, Macomb, that make Macomb your home. And then we started realizing, you know, Macomb with everybody. You know, how do we start, you know, bringing people together from the region? How do we get people to understand this story isn't just our story, it's their story? Our successes become their successes in some fashion. And so we've had that, you know, whether it was Bob Ficano, Brooks Patterson, and then Dave Bing. Now, obviously, Warren Evans and Dave Coulter and, you know, Mike Duggan did a great job. But Mary Sheffield, they're all coming together. And the two governors that I have worked with, the first one was Rick Snyder. And now I got Gretchen Whitmer and working with our legislators. All these folks come to the realization and understanding it's not about the RRD. It's about trying to figure out how do we solve a problem for we. And, you know, I think that has really helped elevate us to the status that we are seeing here today. In fact, the National Manufacturers Association had to do their state of manufacturing. It was last year. Mm-hmm. And they decided the place to do that than anywhere else in the entire, you know, country. They could have done it. They picked Roseville, Michigan, a facility out there, and they said when they came here, the president of the company says, you know what, the reason we picked this place is because what you do here for manufacturing in this region, in particular Macomb County, is purposeful. And that was important. When he said that word, it just resonated with me because everything we do is with a purpose in trying to put people together rather than politics.
I love that. So I hadn't heard Make Macomb Your Home. I like that one. But another one I've heard out of you lately is Detroit with Everybody. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, they used to have the Detroit has that mantra, and it's kind of unique, and it's one of those kind of that I guess the esprit de corps, Detroit versus everybody. And we kept thinking about it. And I was even talking to Mary Sheffield. I said, Macomb County is not versus Detroit. We're not against Detroit. We want to be with Detroit. We understand it's the region. It's our region's urban center, and so we've been very supportive of that. And I think we would all agree. And when I walked away from the conversation, I realized, what has been our success over 15 years? It's kind of a flip, or kind of flipped the script on it. It's been more of a Macomb with everybody.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we've been pushing the direction of getting people to understand the importance of what happens here in Macomb County is that continued partnership and working together and setting some of those differences aside. We may not agree on everything.
Right.
We may have our challenges or difference of opinions, but let's instead of focusing on the things that divide us, let's start moving together on the things that can unite us.
That's terrific. And I love what you're doing. The county's pursuing a trademark. And tell us what we're going to do with the proceeds from this.
With which one?
Detroit with everybody.
Oh, that we're doing the Macomb with everybody, and so really, that's all we did is we just put that out there, and it's kind of we're not really doing much with it other than just putting it on some shirts and a couple of billboards and saying hey,
I hear
with
some
everybody.
Of the proceeds might support the Macomb County Animal Shelter, which
oh yeah, that
you're a dog
there,
lover. I've seen it with my own
I
two eyes.
I just left the shelter. I was just there earlier.
There you go.
So it's so funny you say that. I was just there with some of the new ones that came in. In fact, we got an adoption coming up this Saturday over at the Macomb County Animal Shelter, and those folks do an incredible job over there, Jeff Randazzo and
yep.
his team. So, yeah, we haven't quite figured out. Is there somebody that wants to help us with the printing and putting these, putting that word out
well,
there?
Let's ask everyone. We're going to find it right now.
Yeah, if there's somebody out there willing to do that, again, that's all we're asking for is a little bit of the proceeds come back to the animal shelter here in Macomb County to help support them. So we're glad to accept those.
Well, and I will vouch, Mr. Hackle is authentic in his love for animals. Whenever we do our big holiday event at our store in Warren, and there's a dog there. Where's Mark? Oh, Mark's with the dog.
Yeah, I'm usually on the ground. Adults don't
literally.
Adults or people don't matter anymore. It's like I absolutely love animals. That's my favorite passion. So I get a kick out of them. We just adopted one last year out of the shelter. We have one. It's a Sheltie, but then we adopted Ricky, who happened to be a husky. He's a little bit more work, but he's really a gentleman. He's a sweet dog. Just a lot of fur,
A lot of energy. You're getting your steps
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, well, we walk every day, if not a couple times a day. So we're very
there
fortunate there.
So let's talk about more good news coming out of Macomb. The Moody's rating now up to AAA.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What does this practically mean for people in the county?
Yeah, and again, to get that rating is an incredible feat. There are very few counties, very few municipalities that have a AAA bond rating from Moody's. And, all of our efforts have been pushing in that direction. There are some things that are sometimes out of your control, the median household incomes and things of that nature. But we try to raise the bar by doing the things that we're doing with economic development. And we've seen that, and we've seen that change. But even our finances internally within the county, 15 years of balanced budgets, structurally balanced budgets, an incredible surplus. We're paying cash for a jail project that we're working on. It's almost a $250 million jail project. We've done so much over the years that have really helped us with our finances and securing that and just getting that notification about a month ago from Moody's is important. And to your question, why is that important? Well, if we do have to bond projects, if there are things that we have to, in Macomb County, if we decide that there is going to be bonding, obviously we get the lowest rate possible and it saves taxpayers an incredible amount of money. But let's face it. Investors, people that want to move to an area, people are very much interested in understanding, how strong are your finances within your municipality or your particular county? And again, this puts us on par with our counterparts in Oakland County that have had a AAA bond rating for decades. And so, it was pretty pretty significant for us, and we're incredibly excited about that and proud of it.
Well, congratulations on all that you're doing. You're doing a terrific
Thank
job.
You.
Thank
yeah.
you for being here, Mark.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Rachel.
We'll be back.